have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way, I know we can find a way to stand up, stand up, stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Welcome to the show. Hi, y'all. It's Friday again already. And thank you all for being with me. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773, 888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. Amazing. And my biblical question for this week: what's going on earth? What's going on earth? You ever wonder about that? What is going on? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you are out and about and you're just too busy to sit and watch it right now. You're doing your exercises, you're doing whatever you're doing anywhere in the world. And you normally podcast, and you still can do that, podcast all the shows, but you could be listening why you're doing what you're doing, no matter what you're doing, by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. That's 605-615-4131. Isn't that amazing? Yes, Jesse, that is amazing. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee, buymeacoffee.com/Jesse Lee Peterson or rebuildingtheman.com, rebuildingtheman.com or Bond JLP Cash App, Bond JLP Cash App. So it is Friday again. And for the new listeners, every Friday is like Get It Off Your Chest Friday. Get It Off Your Chest. Every Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Studies show when grandparents help take care of their grandchildren, everyone benefits. Grandparents boost their grandchildren's emotional intelligence.
Hear me. Black men cry.
And new research shows when families spend more time together, grandparents live longer.
I bet they do.
About 80% of Americans are comfortable with a female pastor.
Like, you need to pray, right? You need to pray.
God is good. God is great. Let us thank
what
him for our food.
I am woman. Hear me.
What a mess. Whenever you hear women saying that it's good for grandparents to watch over their children, honestly, what they're saying is they hate their children. They'd rather be out fulfilling their ego fulfillment, pretending to be equal to men and working. They'll say, I don't want to be bothering their children. And they make up lies that they're better off with grandparents. They're lying. Because they're no good mother. They don't want to raise their children. And they make up lies. Isn't that amazing? If you don't want to raise your children, don't have them. If you want to just make them and dump them off with grandparents because you want to be a pretending you equal to a man by going to work, then don't have them. Don't get married. Don't make them. Did you hear that, according to reports I heard, that there was a man threatened to kill the great white hope, Donald Trump? I guess why he was in Arizona recently. And we have that story coming up for you. We got to get to that. Our battle is a spiritual battle. I've said it over and over and over and over and over and over again. It's spiritual and it's inside of you. It's not outside of you. It's outside of you, but inside of others. It's inside of you and it's outside of you, inside of others, because they would try to impose their evil nature upon you. But your battle is inside of you. All your fears, everything is coming from inside of you, not outside of you. The things that you feel. I want my country back. I've said over and over again. I had a friend say to me yesterday, well, if it's over for the country, and I see that look like it is, what do I do? What do I do? They ask. Good friend. They want to know, what do I do? They said, my question is, they ask my question to me. My question is, where do I go if evil is running rampant all over the world? Where do I go if evil is running rampant all over the world? I could sell my house. Then what? I could sell my house. Then what? And I responded by saying, you go within and live from there. Go within and live from there. Have no fear. You can live from within. If that's the only way you're going to really survive. If you live from within, have no fear. Stop living from without. All who live from without have fear. Have anger. Live from within. The kingdom of heaven is inside of you. And you can live from there right here, right now. You don't have to wait. You don't have to have any fear. You don't have to fight. You can lay your weapon down. You can stop arguing with people about anything because you're arguing with the devil. Two devils are arguing, and you can stop arguing with the devil inside of you. You can find God. Isn't that amazing? I hear that taxpayer funded group offers $30,000 to non-U.S. citizens. A taxpayer funded group offer $1,000 to non-U.S. citizens. According to the Daily Caller, a taxpayer funding group called Hacienda Community Development Corp participated in a down payment assistance program that gives $30,000 to U.S. citizens. To non-U.S. citizens, not U.S. citizens, you ain't gonna get it. It's for the illegals. Non-U.S. citizens to buy homes in Oregon. Did you hear about this? I heard about that. They want to give $30,000 to non-U.S. citizens to buy a home in Oregon. Y'all might not remember, but Oregon used to be a conservative state for the most part. And then the California people heard about it, and they went up to Oregon because they heard it was conservative. And they took their California values with them. And now it's a blue state all the way, deep into blueness. And the people in Oregon did not want the California people to come up there. They hated it when the people from California were moving up there. They didn't like it at all because they knew that they were going to change the state to liberal, and they did. And apparently California used to be a red state as well. Can you imagine that California used to be a red state and it was beautiful? It was absolutely beautiful. When I moved to California, it was paradise on earth. It really was. Now, we look at California and all the stuff that's going on is hell on earth. It went from light to dark. And I'm being told that Idaho people are complaining about California people now. Isn't that amazing? California people would turn a red state into a blue state. That's what they're doing to Texas right now. The people moving from California are turning Texas into a red state. And not far from now, not far from here, Texas will be a red state. I mean a blue state. Because California people are turning it blue, and the people who ran from California are just going to have to find somewhere else to run. Because they didn't fight in California, so they don't have the fight. And so the devil said, okay. They said, okay, y'all didn't fight in California. You ran here. So we're turning it red here. You know, or blue here. You don't have a fight. And all the illegals that are in Texas combined with the people from California, it can't help but turn blue. And it is happening. But anyway, so non-U.S. citizens will receive $30,000, according to the Daily Callers, to buy homes in Oregon. And the American citizens can hardly come up with their money working every day. They can hardly come up with the down payment to even buy a home for themselves. Isn't that amazing? This is according to a screenshot first reported by ex-user Oregon citizen. I want to show you this screenshot.
Can I read some of this? This is amazing. Hacienda grant for first-time home buyers in the state of Oregon, $30,000. Conditions only for people who are not American citizens. And then it says, for example, ITIN holders, DACA recipients, refugees, asylees, green card holders, and then amongst others, leaving it open, you know, for even more than just that.
Right.
Illegals must have pre-approval for a mortgage loan. Amazing.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
This or Hacienda Community Development Corp is evil. This is not out of love. This is out of evil. And they know it. But they don't care because they get the thrill of doing it. They get the thrill of doing this to the American citizens. And they feel good, which is evil, that they're giving the money to non-U.S. citizens. They know that is wrong. They know. Be not deceived. They know. But they don't care.
You know, people don't know how radical things are. This reminds me of when Biden, do you remember when he prioritized COVID funds to the blacks? Because they came out with this thing saying that the whites got stimulus checks faster.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm getting this from Forbes just to reiterate the reporting. They prioritized COVID funds for by race and gender.
I remember that. But this is human nature. And human nature is evil. It's impossible for human nature to do right, to be right, to do good. It can't happen because it's not in the nature. That's amazing. Here is more on that report about the Hacienda Community Development Corp from Fox. Watch this.
A taxpayer-funded group is offering $30,000 to new homebuyers. Lauren, you cannot apply if you're an American citizen. What's with that?
Why would an American citizen apply for a taxpayer-funded program to get $30,000 for a new home? I mean, it's wild. The group is called Hacienda Community Development Corporation. They offer payment assistance in Oregon to DACA recipients, asylees, green card holders, basically any non-U.S. citizen. This is state-sponsored discrimination, Stuart. That's what it is. I mean, it's crazy. That's their goal. They want to open up housing and the American dream to non-U.S. citizens.
Okay, I guess that's the reason why that's why we have an open border, because eventually these folks will vote and vote Democrat because they're the people who let them in. That's what this is about.
Part of me wants to say crazy things happen in Oregon, but I think this will go far beyond Oregon. There is a critical shortage of houses across the United States, particularly in Oregon, and then they're giving $30,000 to non-taxpayers.
Yeah, which will raise the price of houses.
For everybody else.
Pathetic.
That report from Fox Business. Isn't that amazing? But that's evil. And believe you me, you're dealing with evil on this earth. And it's going to get worse. You haven't seen anything yet. When California was a red state, conservative state, Ronald Reagan was the governor then. Remember that? You can bring it back if you wanted to. All you had to do is vote out the Democrats and vote in conservative, real one, not rhinos, but conservative. And at an instant, California would be become a conservative state again. It's up to you. We have a history moment coming up for you. And by the way, a Man History Month moment. Happy Man History Month. Amazing. Let me go to the phones. There's one line open at 888-775-3773. This tax-funded thing that they're giving to the non-citizens, it's coming to your town, don't worry. I even thought I had heard somebody say somewhere, I could be wrong, that California was considering this, giving money to illegal aliens to buy homes. 888-77-JESSE. Let me go to Josh out of Georgia. Josh, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's going on, Jesse?
All is well. Josh, thanks for calling.
Yeah, no, thanks for having me.
Yes, sir.
I was calling to answer the biblical question.
What's going on Earth?
I would describe it as the good, the bad, and the ugly, and that the good are that are of good are kind of like walking on water. The bad are imitating the good, and they're imitating the good by controlling the masses. And the ugly are the masses that are kind of in between the good and the bad.
And what do you mean by the what do you mean by the good of walking on water?
They've it just tapped in. They're just under the umbrella of some energy source where they're just they're not subject to what everybody else is subject to, you know.
And who are the good?
You know, you kind of don't really know it. It's kind of hidden. But it seems like Donald Trump would be of that, under that umbrella, since like he seems to be have something that that kind of makes him untouchable.
Interesting.
But I'm sure there,
have
yeah.
you did you hear that, according to report, that someone threatened to kill Donald Trump?
And he, yeah, I
and,
did.
And he was arrested?
Yeah. And it's like, I don't know if you ever, did you ever see that movie, the Clint Eastwood movie, The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
I did, but I can't remember the details from it. It's been a while.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, it's just kind of like that. It's like Trump is like, it's like he's untouchable. He's just, he's not even, he has the force field around him.
Something, and, that's for sure, is, and it's not evil, but something good is guiding him, controlling him, protecting him, for sure.
Right. Right. And, you know, I think there are more people like that that aren't as famous as Trump, but, you know, it's, I see that as an opportunity. You know, it's kind of like he's an example that I can follow after.
Nice.
You know, he's, yeah.
Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday. But let me ask. I could be wrong, but did you call Joel Fry the show once, and you said that black people were created by God to serve the white, something like that? It's been a minute,
yeah.
So I don't want to misquote you. Did you? What did you say?
Yeah, I said some guy had called Joel's show, and he said he saw that blacks were created to serve the whites. And I told Joel I agreed with that, because it's when you serve somebody, you're actually serving yourself, and it's really about like knowing your role, knowing what you're good at. Everybody's good at different things, and it's about recognizing that and you know, not trying. It's kind of like a football team. You know, everyone has to play their role in order for all of us to be successful. But everybody can't be the quarterback. You know, everybody can't be Jordan. Some people have to be Dennis Rodman and get rebounds. You know, and that's what with the different races and cultures. Yeah, we all have different talents and stuff that we're good at.
And so the black talent is being good servers of white people?
When it comes to societies, yeah, yeah. I would say, I mean, blacks, we're good at physical things, sports, entertainment. That's just what we're good at.
But you can train a monkey to be good at entertaining.
Well, yeah. Well, can, well.
And so have you told anyone else, any other black people, a person other than Joel and the world, that black people were created by God to serve whites?
I haven't had that conversation with anybody.
You,
but
you haven't told your mama or anybody?
I will if that conversation comes up. If I happen to have that, you know, that it's. I mean, but the whites are serving the blacks.
How?
In the same way.
How the whites serve? Oh, by taking care of them?
I mean,
how the whites serving the blacks?
By playing their role, doing what, focusing on what they're good at and playing their role, not trying to be black. It's a lot of whites that are trying to be black in America now. They want to be blacks. And I want to be around whites that are like Hake, he's just a straight up white guy.
Hake?
He's not trying to be black.
Yeah, you're right. He white.
Yeah. White, you know?
And
that's what I mean
what
by this.
What do you think your mama going to say when you tell her that you believe blacks were created by God to serve white? What would your mama say?
She thinks like she's an Oprah. She loves Oprah, and she this is old news. She already thinks I'm a little we disagree on everything just about.
Oh, I see.
So, yeah, it wouldn't be surprised.
Oh, okay. But, very yeah, interesting, when I heard that, I didn't immediately throw it out as a bad idea. I just want to make sure I heard what I heard.
All right.
And you say the whites.
But you know what? Okay, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
It's the same argument as are women created to lead or follow?
Oh.
It's the same thing. The blacks know their role. A woman should know her role. The Chinese should know their role. And men should know their role. It's about knowing your role and staying in your own lane. That's
so are you saying that Chinese role is to make rice?
Yeah, I love Chinese sweet and sour chicken and fried rice. I love that. That's my favorite food. And if they just stick to being them, you know, that's how everybody wins.
Amazing. And you did you say that white people are the quarterbacks?
Yeah, they're the Jordan. They're the Michael Jordan.
Oh.
You know, everybody, you know, but black people are more like the Dennis Rodman. You know, Dennis Rodman, he can't score points, but he averaged 20 rebounds per game.
Yeah.
And that's his role, you know. And, you know, everybody wants to be Jordan, but, you know, you have to recognize, you know, look, I'm just going to be the Dennis Rodman, you know. And just...
Well, I do notice that everybody want to be white, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Except for the Jews. I don't know if the Jews want to be white.
They're really good at, they have their own role, and they're good at playing their own role, too. And the whites kind of want to be the Jews, kind of, I think.
Interesting. I know that they're jealous of the Jews.
Yeah, in the same way that the blacks are a little jealous of the whites. Yeah. Same thing.
Amazing. Well, thank you. Interesting, man. Thank you. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday concerning the biblical question. Amazing, Josh. Thanks for the call.
Right. No problem. Thank you, man.
All right, buddy. 888-7753. And Josh is black for the record. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment.
Hey, listen, before I ask my question, I want to thank you so much. The silent prayer, you know, I'm 50 years old. At home, we have a 16-year-old, 14-year-old, and a 10-year-old. And I got to tell you, introducing the silent prayer to my family, instead of just sitting down and saying the same old prayer over and over again before we eat our meal, to just be silent, bringing all thoughts into captivity. Brother, that has been such a huge, huge blessing in our lives. I just want to encourage anyone to try that out. It's amazing to look around after we've done our silent prayer before we eat, to see the excitement in my kids' faces. Like, oh yeah, Dad, I had a bunch today. Or the other one will be like, yeah, you know, I had a couple things that I've been thinking about. It really takes root, Jesse. And so I want to thank you so much. And ever since then, it's been absolutely amazing. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Tony. Stay with it. Stay with it. Stay with it. You're going to know God and His love. It's going to be amazing, man. Okay, 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, right after my show. And you heard Josh said that there are no other white, not there is, but you want to be white like Hake, just white. The Hake Report is coming up, so you see how white he is. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning, right after my show, thehakereport.com, from 9 to 11 a.m. And at 12 noon today, a brand new episode of the Fallen State.tv. Brand new episode of the Fallen State.tv. I had a very interesting conversation with Anthony Rogers. And he is a stand-up comedian and host of the Anthony Rogers Show on Rumble. You got to know how to rumble. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
So, Anthony, how did you become a comedian? How did that all come about?
It's like being an almost 40-year-old teenager. I just kind of talk for 30 minutes, and then I get paid more than I should.
And who is Anthony?
I'm a human being trying to figure it out like the rest of us, I guess, you know?
And do you have perfect teeth?
Oh, man. I think I chased that.
What are you chasing? How do you do it?
In synthetic form, probably marijuana.
Amazing. Are you a mama's boy?
I think my mom is the person I was trying to impress the most, and now I'm just left with no one to impress. You have great energy. You have really deep, deep, thoughtful questions.
Thank you, man. Really amazing conversation at 12 noon today. And you can donate to the fallenstate.tv right there by going to the fallenstate.tv/donate or hit the descriptions and the links there and go to rumble.com and make the rumble. You can make the donation there as well. Also, and so after that, at 4 p.m., The American Anchor, baby, at 4 p.m. today. The American Anchor, baby. And you just never know. Just energy everywhere. If he put some of that energy up for sale, he would have more money than that man that owned X today. Energy everywhere. amazing. At 4 p.m., All right. Amazing. So check it all out. Lots of stuff going on. 888-773-773. Let me go. Let's do some super chats before I go back to the phone. There is a line open if you want to jump in there.
Super chats.
Super. I remember we didn't finish the ones from yesterday.
Indeed, we did not.
So Josh said you're white.
White.
What does that mean?
That I'm just a normal white person, not trying to be black, even though I'm around blacks and I've picked up some of the black vernacular.
Yeah, I like the black sometimes. A lot of the time.
Sort of black on the inside, a bum. But anyway.
And
resentful.
What do you think about Josh said that white black people were created by God to serve whites?
Josh
is black, for the record.
He got that from one of my callers, Mark from Los Angeles.
Oh, one of your callers said that?
Yeah.
That black people were created by God to serve the whites.
Yeah. And Mark is very, he's very persuasive.
Is he white or black?
White.
Oh, Mark.
Well, he's Irish.
And that's the same as white?
It's close.
Close to what?
It's white adjacent.
Oh, yeah? And so to serve them how?
I don't remember. I don't know exactly. It was on Joel Friday TV's show.
Oh, he didn't call your show?
He didn't tell me that on my show.
Oh, I thought you said somebody called your show and said it.
Oh, no. It's one of my regular callers called Joel Friday TV.
Oh. And so said Mark called Joel Friday.
And then Josh
TV
was like.
And said, and Mark is white.
That's
or at
right.
least not black. And he called Joel Friday TV and said the blacks were created by God to serve the whites. And Josh heard them on Joel TV. Mm-hmm. What did Joel say about that? Because Joel is black, I think.
He said, interesting, man. Thank you for the call. Something like that.
That's what Joel said?
Joel, you know, he takes stuff in stride.
He didn't put up a disagreement?
Not that I'm aware of.
Or
I don't know if he...
Well, it sounds like he may have agreed, right?
He may have agreed. He says, oh, I did. I don't know if he did disagree or did agree. Disagree. Strongly disagree.
But how?
But I remember it being a friendly conversation. He's like, interesting, man.
Well, Joel's a friendly guy.
Yeah.
Man.
Whoa.
Man.
Anyway.
How did, okay. But Mark didn't say how the blacks were created to serve, in what way, right?
What's not as far as I recall.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Amazing. Super chat.
All right. Over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, Lion O bought one saying, no wire hangers, no wire hangers ever. Is that Mommy Dearest reference?
Yeah. Christine, come here. It was such a good movie. It was dramatic. It was like, well, that's when people were real actors and actresses. It was like the fate at entertainment nowadays.
Yeah.
But anyway, nice. Thank you.
C-Bill bought a coffee. Ronnie from Ohio. Joe from Arizona. Steven from Maryland. All mama's boys with anger. Go forgive mama.
I missed a call from Ronnie.
Oh,
I heard when I got a chance to tune into your show, I heard people talking about it. What did Ronnie say?
I had a half hour
Ronnie's long. Ronnie's so wise now.
I know. I had a half hour long conversation with Ronnie from Ohio. We talked about abortion, Trump, MLK, civil rights, and unions.
Oh, you were interviewing him?
No, it's just that it turned into an interview because you know how I get carried away and lost in a conversation?
You kind of get...
Not exactly. This was an argument.
Oh, what?
This was a debate, a discussion.
And what did he say
that
had the people so riled up?
It was mostly that he was going after Trump because I was saying MLK is a divider. He was pushing hatred and fear and division and all that stuff and all that.
Right.
And he said, well, if you're disavowing MLK for that. You should disavow Trump, too, because that's how Trump is, too. He's a divider. He pushes fear. And
Ronnie support Trump, right?
I don't think so.
Ronnie from Ohio?
I don't think he supports him. I could be wrong.
Oh, okay.
I didn't ask him whether he supports
but
him.
But he was speaking against him?
Yeah.
Oh.
He doesn't think he was our greatest president. I argued with him about that in a prior.
Who does he think is the greatest?
That I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then I support Trump because he wants to bring back freedom. And then Ronnie's like, except for the freedom to kill the baby in the womb. And I'm like, well, that's not a freedom. A freedom is not to murder. And then he's like, if a woman wants to abort her baby after getting R-worded, raped,
mm-hmm.
I don't see how.
Why you call rape the R-word?
Because it sounds nicer.
And so you want rape to sound nice?
Yeah, I want that word to sound nice, at least for the tender hearts who listen to Hake's show.
He says R-word on his show, but blasts it on the JLP show for the tender-hearted listeners.
Thank
on
you,
the JLP
Nick.
Show.
I guess what's good for the goose is not good for the gander.
And so he compared that to the people who are anti-vax, the people who don't want to be forced to vax, but yet the government can't force you to vax, but the government can force you to carry a unborn baby to term. It doesn't make sense to Ronnie.
Oh. And did you agree or disagree?
I disagreed.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Yep.
Thank you, Ronnie.
Yeah, thank you, Ronnie. See, so I don't think that Ronnie says that he's not angry. I think he forgave.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think he's angry. Because he had a major change for the good. His personality changed.
Yeah.
But I didn't hear the conversation. I just heard about it.
Right.
But amazing. Okay.
It sparked calls the next day. That was a couple of days ago, I think.
Nice. And we're still talking about it.
Indeed.
Nice.
Stan 60 Nan with a few diamonds here yesterday. How can Nick be an anchor baby emoji, but raised in Canada? Nick didn't grow up in the USA. What the fake anchor? True American flag emoji. Anchor babies are raised here, not abroad.
But he wasn't raised. He lived here some. And then they moved to Canada while he was a young person. Right, Nick?
Yeah, correct. I half my life, well, now a third, I guess.
A half of your life. You ain't got
third
you
of my life
even done
now
a half
more
yet.
Here
50
in America.
Years old is a half, buddy.
Yeah, my understanding of anchor baby is strictly whether you were born in the USA to non-citizen parents.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And it doesn't matter where you were raised.
Boom.
Although, I mean, I understand it because,
right.
Because the idea of an anchor is to allow the person to stay here.
Oh, they stayed.
And so you were born in Florida, right?
Yeah.
And then you lived there for
born
a while.
America.
Don't look up there.
Oh.
Don't look over this way?
Just look at the camera. Pretend you're looking at Nick.
Nick. Even though Nick's not over there.
Right.
Nick, you were born in Florida, and at what age did you move to Canada?
I was 10.
Oh, okay. So you lived in Florida until you were 10.
Whoa.
Yeah.
So you're a citizen.
Oh, that's
an American anchor.
Right. You just left Florida, went over there to Canada.
Stan 69.
Thank
you, Stan. We appreciate your diamonds, but you're kind of ignorant.
Look, my family abused the immigration laws fair and square, so.
Nice. Amazing. Thank you, Stan, Sister Nan.
60 Nan.
Sister Nan.
Nick LaBoy with a rumble rant. Morning, y'all. This is yesterday. Biblical question.
What's going on Earth?
It's an opportunity to see the mess going on in the world to overcome evil by turning to God within.
What?
He says it's an opportunity. What's going on is an opportunity to see the mess going on in the world to overcome evil by turning to God within.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Nick LaBoy.
Yeah, I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday. Thank you.
Shout out to yesterday's top contributors on DLive, Stan 60 Nan, Reese Niederbear, Kid Combo 1.0, Misty, Karasu 737, and the rest of the DLive crew. And there was a missed Cash App from the other day from Ruben. Got my autographed book yesterday, strong arm and cool sunglasses emoji. We appreciate your work. Thank you, Jesse, from Ruben in Indiana.
Right on. Thank you, Ruben. I appreciate it.
Sweet.
And you can check out all my books. They are amazing. At rebuildingdemand.com/store. Rebuildingdemand.com/store. You can order them there or call 800-411-BOND. 800-411-2663. And I will sign them to anyone that you want me to. Amazing. Thank you.
A Bryant gave a few Cash Apps saying, Jesse, is giving mercy peace?
How do you give mercy?
Quote unquote giving mercy. He does. We can't really have a whole conversation about it.
But I don't know that me.
Ask Joelle.
Have you noticed that people don't even have mercy on themselves?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. Do you have mercy on yourself?
Sometimes.
For yourself?
Yeah, sometimes, I think.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
How you do it?
By not tripping.
Nice.
Right?
Yeah. Thank you. Amazing.
He also asks biblical question.
What's going on earth?
Or he says biblical, parentheses, question mark. Why are my demons racist? Joelle and Hayden.
Oh, he's not responding to this biblical
question. Yeah, maybe not. He says biblical question. Why are my demons racist? And he says Joelle and Hake.
Oh, so he's asking you guys a question?
He might be calling us racist demons. But I don't know, A. Bryant. I don't understand it.
Yeah, I don't understand it either, but I appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you. I do, too.
Thank you. Make it clear, if you can. Thank you.
He said, the angel says, fear not. What is peace? Anchor, baby.
You guys asking me?
Yeah, Sorry. Maybe he's asking us each these different questions. Because he asked, Jesse is giving mercy peace. Joelle and Hake, why are my demons racist? And Anchor, baby, the angel said, fear not. What is peace?
Make it a little bit more pithy and clear. Thank you. Amazing. It's too congested right now.
It might be too pithy. It needs to be clearer.
Right.
Yeah.
Peace is simply not having emotion, not having hate.
Amazing.
And you have peace.
And demons are racist because everybody is.
Dang.
Racist for what's wrong. God is racist for what's right.
Amazing. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Tater Salad Bought a Coffee. Biblical question.
What's going on earth?
Exactly what God wants. If you're working on yourself, just get some popcorn, Kool-Aid, and a big fat cigar and sit back and enjoy the show.
Amazing. Thank you. I like it. Thank you.
Richard. Hey, Jesse and Hake. This one is pithy, I promise. What's the difference between thinking and seeing?
I don't know. What do you say?
He doesn't say anything. He doesn't have a follow-up.
Oh, he doesn't have a follow-up?
Yeah.
What's the difference between thinking and seeing?
Mm-hmm.
Thinking is not seeing, and seeing is seeing, without a question. I think that's right for them, right?
Yeah.
Is that the one from overseas somewhere?
Richard? I don't know.
Oh.
Doesn't sound overseas.
When you see, there's nothing to think about. And when you're thinking, you're not seeing. Amazing. Thank you. Derek, I appreciate it.
Yeah. Derek bought a coffee. Jesse, why do people look at me sideways when I address my sons with true love and raise them to be alpha?
I don't know. I'm not around. What the?
This one is not pithy.
And don't look at them to see if they're looking at you. So I have no idea. Thank you.
He says the other day my son bit
you're not done with it?
Right. It's a non-pithy one. I'll do my best. The other day my son bit his tongue at wrestling practice. He was fine. It looked like he was okay. And I told him, you already bit it. Do you want to go back and in time and not bite it? He laughed and said, that's impossible. He learned to move past it. I could feel all the mamas wanted to pick him up and let him cry on their shoulders. Get these mamas out of wrestling practice. Their soft sons want to run to them and cry when my little guy is giving them the beat down. Mama's raising betas. Look, my son got like a lion got loose in the zoo. Amazing. Thanks for all you do, Jesse.
Thank you, but keep it piffy. Piffy. I appreciate it, though. Thank you. I got to take some calls. We're running out of time. We'll come. Remember where you stop.
You got it.
888-7753-773. Thank you all. We'll get back to those. Let's go to South Dakota and talk to James. James, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How you doing?
All is well, James.
That's great. I wanted to answer your biblical question.
What's going on Earth?
What's going on Earth is a battle between good and evil for the hearts of men and women.
And why do you say that?
Because it's real clear when I look around at what's going on that evil is trying to make people choose it. But it's on us to not choose evil and choose good.
Amazing. Very interesting, James. I appreciate your response to the biblical question, and I'll put my little two cents in on Sunday.
That's great.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, buddy. Yes, sir.
I wanted to maybe say something about the silent prayer. I don't know if I have a question necessarily, but if you want to hear what I have to say about it.
Go ahead.
So I'm not doing it every day, morning and night yet. I just started doing it. But the first few times I've done it, when I try to be still, my thoughts went crazy.
Absolutely. And they have always been going, they have always been going crazy. You just didn't know it because you were one with them. You have made a home inside them. And they were always crazy. You just didn't see it. That's been going on forever. And now you started to see it.
Yeah. But I'm going to stick with it. I'll start doing it more often.
Yeah. All right. Stay with it, buddy.
All right. Thank you, Jesse.
Thank you, James. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jay out of Texas. Jay, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How you doing, Jesse? Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Are you on a speakerphone or something?
Let me take my phone off.
Yeah, hold on, buddy. Don't hang up. I'll come back. Let me know when he's ready. Is that the top of the hour music? Oh, let me take a quick break. We're at the top of the hour already. It is Open Line Friday. Get it off your chest. 888-7753-773. When I come back, straight to the phones and your super chats. Hake is coming in with the hate news, not the fake news. The guy with the good hair. And I'll be back in a moment. Two more hours to go. I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam. How the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. The blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy or call 800-411-2663.
whole lot of mess going on in the world. This is the end of hour one of Get It Off Your Chest Friday, August 23rd, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. But first, take news, not fake news. Commie nonsense. Oh, you can call in during Hake News, not fake news. And JLP will get to your calls, guys. Hang tight. For the first time, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, more than 200 social media influencers, thought leaders, received prime access to the Democrat National Convention this past week. It marked an unprecedented effort by the cackling Kamala Harris campaign to harness the power, the worldly fake power, of content creators to reach more Americans with their claws, particularly young, dumb voters, would-be voters. Hopefully they don't. Cackling Kamala Harris, the so-called vice president, she made history, according to CNN, on Thursday when she accepted her party's presidential nomination in the fourth and final night of the DNC, Democrat National Convention. Her ascension, quote-unquote, makes her the first black, and they capitalized the B in the word black because they're kissing up, ever since George Floyd, and the first Asian American. Did you know Indians are Asian Americans, supposedly, in America, to lead, at least in Anchor Baby, right? She, to lead, quote-unquote, a major party ticket in her keynote address. Very disgraceful for the Democrats, huh? In her keynote address, Kamala Harris evoked her experience as the eldest daughter of immigrants, making her an anchor baby, and vowed to be president for all Americans. And that's a quote, which is a lie, of course, while describing the November election as, quote, the most important in the life of our nation. They always say that all the time, and it's important she loses for the sake of the country, but we'll see. Additionally, she promised a tax cut for the so-called middle class. Sounds communist to me. Stronger border security. Yeah, right. And to restore reproductive rights. Not for men, though. Only for women to not reproduce, to kill the baby. And maybe get the IVF stuff. Her speech also cast our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, as the enemy of classic American principles. What a joke, huh? What is it, backwards day? Opposite day. Pointing to Project 2025 as a blueprint of what he would do with a second term, which Project 2025, I think, would just make it so that the bureaucracy is not so extremely liberal as it is. Anyway, voting laws, it's a mess. So-called Supreme Court Thursday blocked parts of an Arizona law that would enforce some proof of citizenship requirements for the November election. The Supreme Court's like, oh, no, no, no. Citizens only vote? In a partial win for Republicans, though, proof of citizenship will be required for new voters in certain circumstances, but voters who cannot document their citizenship status will still be allowed to register using a federal form. Those feds, get them out of our government. The Republican National Committee and GOP leaders had asked the high court to step into the clash over election rules in the state in a case that elevated non-citizen voting, which is an issue Republicans have tried to put front and center in this year's campaign. Arizona is critically important and as a battleground, so they say, in the 2024 election. Crooked Joe Biden supposedly carried the state by just over 10,000 votes in that Maricopa County area, right? In 2020, our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, won Arizona in 2016. And China virus vaccines, get your schmaxines. The FDA on Thursday, and I'm kidding around, don't necessarily get it if you don't see fit. The FDA signed off on updated China virus vaccines as health officials warn of another summer of a wave of infections. Make sure you get your sunshine and rest and water, not too much, and stuff like that, and eat well, properly. Moderna and Pfizer have the updated mRNA shots will be available to pharmacies and clinics in the days ahead. Waning immunity for the population from previous exposure to the virus. I don't know. It might be kind of a nasty one. So stay healthy, guys. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, hour two. ¶¶
have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-77-5377-888-77-JESSE. And you can listen to the show on your iPhone or iPad if you're like not able to sit and watch it. Because you're running around, you can still be listening live. You can podcast and watch it later as well. But you can call the TalkStream Live number at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or BondJLP Cash App. BondJLP Cash App. And my biblical question for this week: what is going on Earth? What is going on Earth? Amazing. And it's Friday. Every Friday is Get It Off Your Chest Day. Every Friday is Express Yourself Friday.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached. Because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Studies show when grandparents help take care of their grandchildren, everyone benefits.
Not true.
Grandparents boost their grandchildren's emotional intelligence.
Hear me. Black men cry.
And new research shows when families spend more time together, grandparents live longer.
About 80% of Americans are comfortable with a female pastor.
Like, you need to pray, right? You need to pray.
God is good. God is great. Let us thank him for our food.
I am woman. Hear me.
There you go. Amazing. 888-775-3773. I was listening to Joel Friday TV yesterday, and he was talking about women who want to be leaders and all that, or work in the workplace and be bosses. And he called them bossy women. Is that the right word?
Boss babe?
He called them boss babes.
Like a boss babe? I forget what he said, but yeah, I think that's what he said. Boss babe, yeah.
How he has sense enough to come up with boss babe?
You know, because that's what they're putting out.
Boss babe. Oh, amazing.
I'm a boss girl. You know, they call them boss girls, too. They have, that's something they call them. These professional women.
Oh. I noticed that women are like, aggressive. it doesn't make sense, but it's crazy.
Whatever you think about if they should vote or not, I was asking yesterday, if every woman in America stopped voting tomorrow, would that be a net positive or a net negative?
It would be a net positive, and we would have immediate peace on earth. because women tend to vote emotionally and nonsensical, and so their votes are always wrong. That's why we have all this mess right now, because the women are voting, and they're voting in emotional stuff that only bring discussion, destruction. There was a time when women could not vote, and things was amazing. And when they first started to vote, they would only vote according to their husband, whatever way. But that's gone now. Now we're in a mess. 888-77 Boss Babe. That's those are Joy L words, not mine. He black. Let me see if who was that? I think it was Jay. Oh, Jay was on a speakerphone or something. Jay out of Texas. Let's try it again.
Yes, Mr. Peterson. How are you?
All is well, Jay. Thank you.
Hello. I actually wanted to talk to you about the Democratic National Convention and specifically about a specific politician / judge by the name of Nina Hidalgo. And it was interesting that she was talking at the Democratic National Convention. She was opening up for Kamala Harris and, you know, that whole mess. And it was so shocking to me how somebody can be up here talking, lecturing, and just telling the masses of people whatever they want to hear. And the controversy of her here in Texas. She's a head judge for the Harris County here in Texas. And she has buried so much crazy crimes that have gone on here in Texas, specifically by the Galleria. And she has protected the person and the people who are actually in charge of, like, pedophile rings that was here in the Galleria. And it's crazy. It's super crazy. But I promise you, you can just look it up yourself. There was a – Robin, just
– No, go ahead.
There was a pedophile ring that was discovered in – the Galleria area where there was an employee that was working there, and he got caught by the federal police, and then they took him in, and all of Houstonians have no idea the updates on that case. It's been buried because of her. So you have Judge Nina Hidalgo lecturing everybody about how we need to be more tolerant. She even puts that she's a progressive in her Instagram bio, like a whole mess of a politician. I don't even think that she should even be in the position that she's in. You know, she's not even from the United States. So
is she? I'm not familiar with this person at all, and I didn't hear the speech or any of that. But let me ask: are the judges in Texas voted in?
Yes, sir. I believe so. They get elected because she's a part of the Democratic Party, and then she was the first female Democratic judge to be elected in Harris County.
Is she black or Mexican? Is she black or Mexican?
She is Colombian, but she was raised in Mexico.
Oh, I see.
And then she came to America when she was like 16.
Oh, okay. And is it true that Texas is becoming blue?
Absolutely. I'm seeing a lot of people like her starting to infiltrate and spread amongst the, not only in the inner cities, of course, but even on the outer cities. You know, you're starting to see a lot of people within the more rural areas, not necessarily the most country areas, but a lot of more rural areas. You'll see a lot of Kamala Harris supporters, a lot of pro-female, very progressive, very just radical. You know, that's the best way I can really describe it, is that it's for sure starting to be a battle of like a purple state here in Texas.
And so a lot of people, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of conservatives ran from California to Texas. And those who ran to Texas, are they fighting back, or are they just land and let that happen too and then run somewhere else? Is there a fight back at all? Are you fighting back? Are you conservative?
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Are you 100%.
Fighting
back?
I'm fighting for Donald Trump.
Are
yes, sir. I'm fighting back 100%.
Nice. So the conservative that went to Texas from California, are they fighting back?
the conservatives, do you think the conservatives that came from California?
Right, yeah.
I don't see too many of them, but the ones that I do see, they for sure, they left California for a reason, and they don't want it to turn into how it is here. And it's already starting in Austin.
And are they fighting back?
Yeah, it's kind of like an in-between. You'll have a lot of people that are fighting back, and you have a lot of people that are not fighting back. They're just kind of giving in. You know, they're kind of just submitting to the establishment.
Because one thing for sure, and that is clear to me, you know, I never know what tomorrow is going to bring, of course, but Texas will eventually be a red state.
A blue state, yeah. I mean
a blue state, you're right. A blue state. It will eventually be blue.
And it's all because of people like Judge Nina Hidalgo. These types of judges are the types of people.
But you can't really blame the liberals, because the liberals, they clearly represent evil, and they don't care. Yeah. They don't care what anyone else think, whether they're in government or not. They do what they do. They spread evil. But the problem is those who's in the so-called red states who are supposed to be fighting back, they're not fighting back with good. So you can't blame the Democrats if they turn Texas red, blue, because there is no fight. And you saw the little soundbite thing that I saw from the Democratic convention. Those speakers were just saying whatever they wanted to say and do what they wanted to do. And what they were saying were not true, but they said it anyway and got away with it.
Yep.
And then people applaud in the audience. They loved it. They danced with them. They sang with them. And knowing that they were being lied to, but they didn't care.
Mm-hmm.
And so you can't really blame this judge. You can't blame Kamala Harris, because evil is doing what evil does. And if you don't stop evil, this is what you get.
Yeah, absolutely. I 100% agree. You know, I can do my part, but others within the community, others within the city and the state, they have to put up the fight themselves, because Texas is dangerously getting to the point where it will for sure become Democrat.
Absolutely.
You know, and it's because people are not aware of how much of an illegal alien invasion is going on here. And they're everywhere. They're everywhere. I see them on the street, a bunch of people from Africa, a bunch of people from the Middle East, a bunch of people from, most of them are not even Mexican or Guatemalan or Honduras. I know they love to sell that, to be like, that's where it's from, these poor people trying to make a new life. But most of them are fighting age males, you know, between the ages of like 18 and 30. They are not from the demographic areas that we're being told that they're from.
I realized, and then I got to run here, Jay, but what I realized about the conservatives, Republicans, are just that in name only. They don't really do anything. They don't, they run. They complain, and then they run, but they don't get out there and vote in real true conservative that's going to keep the state red. They just complain about what's happening.
Yes.
Isn't that amazing?
It's absolutely amazing to me, you know, because you feel like you yourself care a lot, but then you see how everybody else is, or you see how others are, and they're not matching the same energy.
Yeah, absolutely. Amazing call, Jay. Oh, one last thing. When Texas turned blue, are you leaving?
No, I'm going to stay here, and I'm going to make sure that Texas tries to turn back red. I do not want Texas to be blue.
Yeah. Amazing call, Jay. Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir, Mr. Pearson. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. If you really, really, really look at all the states that were red at one time, they're no longer red. They're like totally blue. And the people who said they stood for red states, ran. They complained, and then they ran. And they ran to another state that was, quote-unquote, red when they got there. But those states are turning blue, and the people just complaining more, and they're trying to figure out where to run to again. Where's the right counterfight? 888-775-3773. Let me go to Sarah out of Mississippi. M-I-Crickle-Letter-Crickle-Letter-I-Crickle-Letter-Crickle-Letter-I-Humpback-Humpback-I. That's how you spell Mississippi. Sarah, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Good morning, Punchy.
Hey, Sarah. Thanks for calling. Punchy.tv. Y'all check it out. It's amazing.
Listen, I wanted to tell you a couple things, but something that's really important that I want to tell you. I have learned so much listening to you and your guests and the whole show, everybody on your show. I'm telling you, you are putting out a message that if people would really think about, if they had common sense, and of course I'm older, I'm not as old as you, but I'm close in about, you know, 8 to 10 years or so. But
You are 8 to 10 years older than me?
No.
No, I'm messing with you. Go ahead.
That's okay. But if people would really listen, if they would really listen and apply, like the silent prayer really did something with me. I do it every day and every night.
Right on.
When I started doing it, I started seeing things differently. When I started listening to you, I started really thinking about what you were saying, about the practical thinking, separating it from emotions, staying out of my imagination, staying present, staying awake, staying present.
Yeah.
I took a period of time where I have spent a lot of time, probably 2-3 years, that I have spent a lot of time alone, in the sense that not lonely, but just for learning, just for self. I knew I needed some change in my life. I had changed a lot of things anyway. God has helped me change a lot, but I really spent a lot of time thinking, not like, I realize when I'm getting in my head too much, too.
Right on. Yeah. Yep.
And I really do watch my thoughts. I have learned from you that if I was around some people, I have, in the last few weeks, I started noticing that things that used to really bother me,
yes,
or irritate me.
Right.
I have let that pass, just kept my mouth shut, just let it pass. And it was gone. I mean, it was like completely different thinking, completely different, the whole thing. I didn't let it bother me anymore.
Beautiful.
There's a lot that just, I don't even, the past is gone. Tomorrow's not here. I don't worry about the past. I don't worry about the future. I just have today. And that's it. And I am walking in the light of God. I am not confused. I am completely alert.
Amazing. Well, if you stay with us, stay with us, stay with us, sir, you have not seen anything. And the fact that you've laid your weapon down, no more fighting.
Yeah.
Just let it be. There's no one there to protect. There's nothing there to protect. So there's no reason at all to be arguing or fighting with the spirit of evil inside of you or the spirit of evil inside of others. It is going to blow. That's going to even be clearer for you. It's mind blowing.
I got to tell you, too. This is painful, but at the same time, it's honest. I had to see all the evil in me.
Yes.
That I didn't realize.
Yep.
And when I woke up to that, if I could, but you know what, God already knew that about me, but the thing is, waking up to yourself and waking up to knowing that and working, it really changes, really changed a lot of me.
The greatest thing that a human being can do for him or herself is to know thyself. When you really, as you said, the human nature is wicked, it's evil, there is no love in it at all. And once you can see that about yourself, then you can start to overcome and your life will become better and amazing. And that's why I'm trying to encourage human beings to really know thyself, look at yourself, and see what's really going on and who's driving you and what's driving you, and then you shall be free. You're absolutely right, Sarah.
And I wanted to say, I'm not trying to take up the whole time, but also, my mother did turn me into herself.
Yeah.
She was a very... She's gone, but... She was a very bitter, resentful, hateful, hurtful, ugly inside person.
Yeah.
My dad, he was just as messed up, but he was working all the time. He was gone all the time. I had to forgive both of them.
Right on.
I forgave Daddy for not ever being there because he had to work. He didn't want to put up with her. I see. She took everything out on us and on him.
You know, I got to run, but that's why I tell people, because most people don't know that they need to forgive their mothers. They think it's just the fathers. And they don't, they have forgotten that their mothers have turned them away from their fathers. Their mothers have played victim. Their mother hate their fathers. Their mother hate any other children that's close to the fathers and, or look like the fathers, whether it's boys or girls. And the spirit of the mother will destroy that child if they dare to be close to their father or even look like him. That's how deep that spirit runs. And so that's what's wrong with the blacks. I want the blacks to know it's not about racism. It's about a return to the father. And the blacks need to forgive their mothers for what she's done to them. Instead of thinking, oh, my mother loved me, my mother raised me, my mother did this. That's a setup. It's a lie. That's not true.
Passed down over and over and over and over. They bring the resentment and anger and all that pain or whatever forward all these generations.
Yeah.
And that goes for white and black.
All races.
Probably any color.
Yeah.
But yeah, the repeat. I kept telling myself all my life, because my mother, God love her, she really couldn't stand me. And honestly, she couldn't, and she let me know it. So I don't hate her for that. I used to hate her a long time ago.
Right.
Because I was like, man.
Amazing.
Great.
Well, sir, but, I got to run this time here, but thank you for your call.
Yeah. And women do not make good bosses. Women should not be in office.
Yeah.
I have a real strong feeling about that. I used to work for attorneys. Attorneys are some real stressful, hard people to work for. They make your life just...
Yeah.
Some of them can, but especially women.
The one thing that women does as bosses, they bring pure hell into the workplace.
They do. Oh my
pure
God.
Hell, so, just like they do in the homes. In the workplace, they bring pure hell. Sarah, thank you. I gotta run. I appreciate you.
Okay. All right. Love y'all.
Love you
love
too.
Love the show. Keep doing the good work.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. And thank you for your support.
Bye-bye.
I appreciate it. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jaime out of Minnesota. Oh, he's gone. Jaime is gone. There's a light open. 888-7753-773. Let me go to Jason out of Buffalo, New York. Jason, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, what's up, man?
I'm sorry?
So how you doing? What's up?
Oh, all is well. Thanks for calling, Jason.
All right, my question is, like, was the KKK liberal?
Jason, speak right into your phone. Sound like you're underwater.
Oh, my question is, was the KKK liberal or conservative?
Were they I don't know. You have to call David Duke.
You can't? Okay. You don't know if they were liberal or conservative. You know, like the...
I don't know.
All right. You consider yourself a conservative, right?
I'm sorry?
Are you a conservative?
No.
All right, but you're a Republican, though.
I vote Republican, yes.
You vote Republican, but you're not conservative. Like, all right, so how... All right, you're a Republican. All right, so, but you're not saying you're not going to say that you're conservative.
I vote Republican.
You vote Republican, but like right. The ideology, you would think you lean more conservative, right?
What's my ideology?
I would have to ask you that. I can't tell you what your ideology is.
What is a conservative?
What is a conservative?
Yeah.
A conservative. All right. A conservative believes in what the... you know, like how you like to glorify like the Jim Crow days, how you said black people wasn't...
No, what is a conservative?
I mean, I was trying to explain it to you. Like, how I look at it, like, a conservative is somebody that feels like we want to hold on to everything that we got. We don't want to accept nothing new. As far as, like, you say, like, I mean, it's like you are a conservative because you don't, like, want women to vote. You don't think black people are doing all this. You think white men should be in control of everything. So that is a conservative view.
So what is a conservative?
That's like, I say, like, a Bible, like, all right. My definition of a conservative would be somebody that, like, believes the Bible has more weight than our Constitution. That's what I
So
what
you're
I
talking about Christians.
Oh,
what is a conservative? You just defined a Christian. What is a conservative?
I told you, someone that want to hold, like, someone that doesn't want to let nobody else gain power. A conservative is like white men want to, like, your ideology, like, white men are the best thing for this country. That is a conservative viewpoint.
No, what is a conservative, like, Jason?
I just told a conservative is somebody like the one that, like, doesn't believe in change.
In China?
In change. Don't believe in change.
What, like, change like what?
Like letting women vote. Like
what?
Black people being able to, like, letting women vote.
Are you conservative?
No, I don't. Far from a conservative.
You believe that women should be allowed to vote?
Yeah, I think these persons should be able to vote.
You Everybody believe that women should be able to kill the man's children in the womb?
It's not a child. It's a fetus.
Do you believe that men should be able to kill... Women should be able to kill the man's children in the womb?
It's not a child. It's not a child.
That's not what I'm asking you. I said, do you believe that women should be allowed to kill the man's children in the womb?
It's not a child, but since
Jason,
you
you're not
like
answering
that.
My question. I got to take a break. Back in a moment. Thank you, Jason.
Copy of my book, From Rage to Responsibility.
I write about how the spirit of anger was taken away from me 29 years ago. I forgave my mother who tried to turn me away from my father, and I returned to my father, and through him, my father on earth, and through him, I was able to return to God. No man or woman can return to God unless you go through the Son. And men are sons of God. They may be weak, pathetic examples of it, but it's the spiritual order of life. God in Christ, Christ in man, man over woman, woman over children. So get From Race to Responsibility. I write about that. Go to my website, rebuildingtheman.com, for an autographed copy, or call 800-411-BOND. And donate to my nonprofit, Bond, the Brotherhood Organization of a New Destiny. We are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. Okay, welcome back. 888-777-5773. Check out Punchy TV. Punchy.tv, right? So check out Punchy TV every Monday at 2 p.m. Every Monday at 2 p.m. on YouTube and Punchy.tv. It is amazing. I think we have a little soundbite from it. Watch this.
Be that as it may, but some of the greatest people are insane. Vincent Van Gogh cut his ear off and sent it to a woman. And
who
he was
that?
Like one of the best painters in the world.
He was white?
Yeah.
Well, no wonder.
He might have been from the Netherlands like her.
He cut his ear off and sent it. Trump could have used that ear.
I know. Some of the greatest achievements by athletes are those who suffer great loss and grief because they have passion, but luckily for them, at least in a worldly sense, they have a lot of discipline too.
Amazing. Punchy.tv. Punchy.tv. And on YouTube every Monday at 2 p.m. And you're going to see all the hosts gathered together at Punchy TV. All right? And check out our merch. Happy Man History Month, right? Check out our merch including men's history stuff and all kind of stuff at rebuildingtheman.com/show. No, I'm sorry. rebuildingtheman.com/stores. rebuildingtheman.com/stores. Amazing stuff. And one other quick announcement. Good news on top of good news. Be that as it may. Whatever that means. That's what Hate said in that commercial. In that ad. Be that as it may. Good news on top of what you just heard. Uncle Tom 2 is now on YouTube. Uncle Tom 2, and it's free. We like free stuff sometimes. We like free stuff sometimes. We love DEI sometimes. Check out Uncle Tom 2 on YouTube, and it's free. So I'm told. Why are you looking crazy? It's still free, right? It's free. For those who haven't seen it and those who want to watch it again, check out Uncle Tom, too. Uncle Tom is in it. Me. I'm Uncle Tom. The guy with the coon train. I won the coon award.
Because you jealous of the president. You is jealous. You jealous of him.
See? And this is my coon train award. Not soul train, but coon train.
It's okay to be white.
That's right. It's okay to be white. So check it all out. I want to just play this for you really fast here. I mentioned that it's been reported that the Great White Hope, life will threaten again. I am very concerned for the Great White Hope, to be honest with you. I want him to stay alive, have his life, because he's running because he doesn't want to at all. I mean, but he doesn't have to at all. He's doing it because he wants to. He put the country first. And his enemies want him out by any means necessary, whomever his enemies are. And you know about the first attempted assassination, right? When they hit his ear with the gun, according to a report. Well, Arizona man accused of threatening to kill Trump. Fox is reporting that a manhunt Thursday, Arizona authorities arrested a 66-year-old man that they say threatened to kill former President Trump before a planned campaign event in the Copper State. Watch this first soundbite from Fox.
That man is 66-year-old Ronald Lee Serva. That's according to law enforcement. He is also wanted on warrants in both Wisconsin and Arizona for crimes ranging from DUI to failing to register as a sex offender. In a statement, the local sheriff says the subject has been taken into custody without incident in Cochise County. We appreciate all of the information received and the incredible collaborative efforts of all of our public safety partners. News of the manhunt broke this afternoon as the former president was just arriving here in Cochise County to tour the border and speak on the issue here.
Amazing. It's amazing how when your enemy disagree with you, they want to kill you. And then, like, think about that. You know that got to be evil. That's evil. I thought that man looked like he was white when I first saw him. It looked like he was Mexican or something there. I'm not sure.
I used to know a lot of people mixed with Indian, like, you know.
Yeah, he looked part Indian or something.
Not a dot Indian, feather Indian.
Right.
Indian.
Feather. Like the kind of Indian that says, My father married a Cherokee. My mother people were ashamed of me. The Indian said that I was white by law. The white man always called me Indian squaw. Happy. That's all I ever heard. Amazing. That kind of Indian. Here's Trump interview following the event. This is from Fox.
As you know, a manhunt is currently underway in Cochise County, where we are standing. And it's for a man who the sheriff's department says was threatening to kill you. Does that make you want to change the way you do events or anything? How do you respond to that?
It makes me want to get away from this interview because you and I are standing out here. And I was told, do you think you could do it someplace else? But I said, I can't keep you waiting. You are Fox, after all. But no, I've heard about that, but I have to do my job. It's a job. It's a dangerous job, yeah. But I have to do my job. This is so sad, and you've seen the whole thing today, and I hope you're going to report on it fairly. But this border is so dangerous. It's so bad and so horrible to people. They're losing children, wives, and husbands, and it's just a horrible thing. And we can stop it, and Kamala is a disaster. She's a radical left Marxist, and she wants an open border. She wants all the people, the man you're talking about, she wants him to just flow right through. No, we can't do that.
Amazing. I really wish him well. I wish him well. November is still a ways off. Not that far. But I wish him well. Even if he does win, I still wish him well. Because evil hate him. Evil that dwells in human beings hate him, the great white hope. And evil doesn't know how to deal with him. That's amazing. He got to do his job, he says. 888-777-7 Jesse. Let me go. Oh, speaking of Jesse, let me go to a first time caller, Jesse, out of Minnesota. Jesse, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi. Cool. I don't know if it's a question or just looking for some insight. Maybe because I'm not really a church going Christian, so I don't know much about the Bible, but, I have this working theory about the soul when you fall asleep. Like if you fall asleep, cause I'm in the fight, like you were talking about Texas, right? Minnesota is also one of those states that, I think it came kind of close to blue, but I'm just working. And when I work, I have like stints of like high productivity, but then I notice that if I fall asleep scared, like let's say I stay up 3 days being hyper productive and getting a lot of work done, if I fall asleep scared or like in doubt, it's like my soul doesn't wake up with me the next morning. And I'm wondering, is there any like, and I just fall into a rut. I'm wondering, is there like any biblical passages or advice, like, or maybe just a way to not fall asleep scared or in doubt,
and
so that you can.
And your question is what now? How old are you?
I'm 36.
Oh, okay. Your question for me is what?
You know, the Bible has a lot of advice in it, right?
Right. Yes.
Is like, I've noticed that I fall asleep scared.
Uh-huh.
I wake up in a rut.
Right.
So I'm wondering, is there like any advice in the Bible about not being scared, being fearless?
Yes.
Stuff like that.
Yes.
Like something that I could use.
Yes.
To like stay in the fight for a couple more rounds. I don't know.
It
feels
true.
Like I'm running out of time and it's so exhausting.
If you want to never fall asleep again, you got to drop your anger.
Okay.
You got to drop your anger and your fear. When you drop anger, then fear will disappear. When you drop fear, anger will disappear and you will sleep consciously and you will wake up consciously. You will not go to sleep in fear. It'll be amazing. Have you heard me say overcome anger?
No, I honestly haven't watched a show in a couple months.
Why haven't you? Why don't you drop your anger? Why haven't you overcome your anger?
I think it's more the fear that gets me, like, that I'm not going to make it. Like, I'm going to run out of time.
But when you say you're not going to make it where?
Because my goals keep getting bigger and bigger.
When you say you're not going to make it where?
Make it to the point where I can actually start making a difference.
A difference in what?
Well, I'm writing a book that's about, it's kind of about awakening, right? It's about, it just crams a bunch of human condition.
But where are you trying to make it to? You didn't tell me that.
Oh, I'm not trying to make it to a place. I'm just trying to make it to the point where I finish my novel, which is like 4 or 5 books long now.
But why haven't you overcome your anger? Why have you dropped it?
I don't know.
How are you going to help people if you're waking up in fear and you're writing a book to help people? How are you going to do this when you need to help yourself?
Yeah.
That was a question. I want a woman like Jesse's girl.
No, I'm single. I'm not.
I can't
treat a woman right with my obsession over my purpose.
So why don't you drop your anger or your fear so you can be free? Why are you holding on to evil?
I don't know.
How will you ever be free if you don't let fear and or anger go? Because if you let one go, the other one's going to leave too.
Okay.
And you're trying to get to somewhere. Why do you have a goal?
It comes and goes. Like, I'll go into a rut, and then I'll just start playing video games all day, you know?
But why do you have a goal?
Because when I'm working on it, I feel closer to God.
But you're not. You're
like
close.
My past.
When you're working on your goals, you're closer to evil.
Really?
God has nothing to do with your goals. And evil is encouraging you to have goals so that you can wish it. If you want to have a real life and a simple life, but an amazing life, you're going to have to let all your goals, your ideas, and your plans go. And you got to overcome fear by overcoming anger.
Okay.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I think I subconsciously, like, I don't think so.
Have you forgiven your mother?
No.
Why have you gone to her and forgiven her for what she's done? She set you up to have this hell life that you're having. Your mother is to blame for that. But you're to blame for not working on yourself and overcoming it. Why haven't you gone and forgiven her for what she's done to you?
I never really thought about it.
I'm sorry?
I never thought about doing it. I never thought it was important.
You have not recognized that you are just like your mother? Emotional, afraid, having goals, have a plan. And life is never good enough. You're never angry. You have not seen that you're just like your mother.
I feel like I'm more like my father.
No, when it comes to like what?
He was a writer.
Come back to your phone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You have not noticed that you're just like your mother?
No.
And why not?
We have a different personality. Like, she tries to get me to be more like her, but it doesn't work.
You're just like your mother. Anyone that has goals and plans and try to get somewhere and have fear and doubt and anger, they're just like their mother. They come from your mother. And yes, your father wasn't able to protect you from your mother because he was married to his mother. When you're angry at your mother, you marry the woman that you hate. You're attracted to what you hate. But because of time, here's what I recommend for you, Jesse.
Yeah.
You got to forgive your mother for recreating you in her image. Your mindset and your emotions and your plans came from your mother. Forgive her. She couldn't help herself. Her mother did it to her. And when you forgive her, don't ask for it. Forgiveness. You apologize for resenting her. She couldn't help herself. And God will forgive you. And then forgive your father for not protecting you from your mother. He was afraid of her. He didn't know how to deal with her. He loved you. It's just that he didn't know how to deal with her.
Okay.
And last but not least, do the silent prayer. Go to rebuildingtheman.com.
Okay.
/prayer. And you will see there's nowhere to go. You're already there. And just work on your book and work on your life, but don't look to the future. Don't have a plan. Don't have a goal.
Okay.
Let me know how it goes.
Thank you.
You're welcome, buddy.
Yep.
Bye. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
It's me, Xenia, with a Rumble rant. Good morning, JLP and crew. And this one is from today. Have an amazing weekend. Strong arm, Christian cross, and American flag.
Thank you. You too. Have a good weekend. I appreciate your support. Thank you.
Age of Inversion with a Rumble rant. White Westerners are subsidizing our own displacement, and people are still afraid of being called racist.
I know.
Deliberate plan to destroy the white race and all our countries.
What a mess. Thank you.
Stereoscopics on X. Watching on X.
Hi, X. Good morning. Don't forget to subscribe on X. Follow and like and all that stuff. Go ahead.
How can I stop the noise in my head? I want to be free from hate. How to stop the lies in the head?
By dropping the anger and letting the thoughts pass. All thoughts, all lies, all the time about anything except practical thoughts. You got to overcome the anger and become present. Stay present, and let the anger pass like you're looking at a movie. I wish you well, but you got to drop the anger. Anger is your enemy. And don't let anyone tell you, oh, Jesus was angry. I hear that a lot from the Christians. And they get so angry and nasty and mean as they come. And they think Jesus was like them. What the? Amazing. Thank you. I wish you well.
Becca 0408, Rumble rant.
You got to know how to rumble.
I've noticed that I need less sleep lately. Sometimes I sleep 4 to 5 hours and I feel fine the rest of the day. I used to need at least 9 hours before. Is this a spiritual thing, Jesse? Thanks.
Well, I don't know about your situation, but I do know that in the good old days when boys were boys and men were men, people didn't get a lot of sleep. And yet they were in good health, lots of energy, they worked hard, and they lived to be like Monsieur and Miss Seagirl, 110 years old. Amazing. So if it's happening, fine. Don't worry about it. Nice. Thank you.
J Trade on X, following JLP Talk on X, refers to the Irish, whether they're white. They survived the potato famine. They are honorable, for heaven's sake.
And were the potatoes white potatoes?
Yes.
Or yams?
White potatoes.
Nice. Thank you. Amazing.
Very generous from Based Nation, Rumble Rant. Hippy.
Thank you. I appreciate it. What do you mean what did you say in that commercial? When all else fail?
Oh. Be that as it may.
Explain that when I come back. Back in a moment. One more hour to go. I made it. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingtheman.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.
We'll be right back.
a whole lot of mess going on in the world. What, for example, human smuggling? Remember that mass death from 2022 or so? The suspect, they're going after the suspect finally. And India's Modi, Prime Minister Modi, is in Ukraine, the Ukraine, to talk to Zelensky after he met with Putin the other month. And RFK, is he leaving the race supposedly right now, today or something? Robert F. Kennedy Jr., based anti-vaxxer. No, I disavow. And sea lions are closed at California Beach, Monterey. Wow. Yacht hotspot is now dangerous, and there's a lot of dirty water in Gaza. Trouble finding clean water. Terrible. Again, this is the end of our two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Get It Off Your Chest Friday, August 23rd, AD 2024. There is one line open. You can call in right now during Hake News, Not Fake News, 1-888-775-3773 to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. And it's free via Skype, even from overseas. Okay, so you go pull up Skype. Good luck pulling that up. And then use the dial pad, 1-888-775-3773. Even if you're down under or wherever you are, it's cool. Anyway, Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports on the smuggling operation. A suspect arrested in Guatemala has been charged with helping coordinate the 2022 smuggling attempt that ended in the deaths of 53 so-called migrants, also known as illegals, in Texas. The so-called Justice Department Thursday said they will seek the extradition of Rigoberto Roman Miranda Orozco, age 47, who is charged with plotting the deadliest human smuggling operation, not purposely deadly, but accidentally deadly, across the U.S.-Mexico border. He did sort of a Mexican job or a Guatemalan job. Authorities say the smugglers were aware that their trailer's air conditioning unit was malfunctioning and would not blow cool air to the illegals, migrants, so-called trapped inside. Well, they trapped them inside because they wanted to sneak in, right? During the sweltering three-hour ride from the border city of Laredo to San Antonio. Laredo, Mexico to San Antonio, Texas. When the trailer was opened in San Antonio, 48 so-called migrants had already died. Another 16 were taken to hospitals, where five more died, as 53. The Crooked Joe, the so-called president of America, he called the tragedy, quote, horrifying and heartbreaking. That's what he said. Anyway, Ukraine propaganda. India's Narendra Modi is visiting Ukraine's capital city of Kiev today. They misspell it K-Y-I-V. It's K-I-E-V. Where the prime minister is set to talk with Ukrainian president, not a Christian, Volodymyr Zelensky. It'll be keenly watched by Russia. Modi's visit comes after a key inflection point in the 2.5-year war, as Ukrainian forces earlier this month launched an unprecedented offensive into Russian territory, invasion or incursion, if you want to call it that, that Moscow is scrambling to counter. Ukraine, throughout the war, has sought to convince other countries that maintain close relationships with Russia, such as India and China, to push President Vladimir Putin toward Kiev's terms for peace. What a mess, huh? India has refrained from condemning Russia's invasion as they seek to maintain relations with Moscow, a major supplier of India's arms. Wow. RFK Jr. is expected to exit the 2024 presidential race, if he hasn't already. He's the independent so-called presidential candidate, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., expected to suspend his campaign today. Both Democrats and Republicans will be watching who his followers gravitate towards, or whom, toward whom his followers gravitate in the closing months before Election Day. And sea lions, hundreds of sea lions have taken over a beach in Monterey, California. Can you believe it? Prompting local officials to close the area to people. And speaking of the beach and the ocean, there's a yacht hotspot for the uber wealthy. It's becoming dangerous. That super yacht sank off the coast of Sicily, sudden and deadly, with a tornado and stuff. And they call it global warming. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3.
have to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show already. What the? You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question for this week, the biblical question, what's going on earth? What's going on earth? That is an amazing question. Do you ever ask yourself that? What's going on? Marvin Gaye asked that question. What's going on? Tell me what's going on. You can watch the show live on your iPhone or iPad. If you're busy and don't have time to sit and watch it, no matter where you are in the world, we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. And if you're white, black is everybody and they mama. If you're white, is everybody and their mama. So you can be listening to the show on your iPhone, no matter where you are, what you're doing. You can podcast by calling the listen line at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. Or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Fridays are Get It Off Your Chest Days. Fridays are Express Yourself Fridays.
You, Tom, like a mug.
You need to go and get yourself bleached, because everything you say about black people, and you're sitting up there looking like a tar baby.
It might sound like a semantics argument, but he's a gray alien.
I wonder if he's been smoking pot.
Studies show when grandparents help take care of their grandchildren, everyone benefits.
Yeah, all right.
Grandparents boost their grandchildren's emotional intelligence.
Hear me. Black men cry.
And new research shows when families spend more time together, grandparents live longer.
Yeah, right.
About 80% of Americans are comfortable with a female pastor.
Like, you need to pray, right? You need to pray.
God is good. God is great. Let us thank him for our food.
I am woman. Hear me.
That's your woman leader for you. This is what happens while grandparents are waiting on you, taking care of your children. 888-7753-773. Listen, Happy Men History Month. Happy Men History Month. August is Men History Month. And August will always be Men History Month. And I got before I go back to the calls and your super chats, I have a Men History moment for you. And it was a good choice. My producer picked this one out, chose this one for me, for us, for y'all, and for us. And it's about Theodore Roosevelt. It's an amazing choice. This is from Wikipedia. Theodore Roosevelt Jr. Listen to this man, the history of this man. He white. Theodore Roosevelt Jr. was a soldier, historian, explorer, writer, and was the 26th president of the United States. As president, Roosevelt emerged as a leader of the Republican Party and became a driving force for antitrust and progressive policies. Here is a picture of the great man. Anyway, Theodore Roosevelt. Isn't that amazing? And here's a little bit more information from biography, Theodore Roosevelt accomplishments. Watch this.
It's called T.R. and Teddy. Theodore Roosevelt was a true American original. At age 42, he was the youngest man ever to become president, and with his youthful vigor and vision, transformed America from a fledgling industrial nation into a world power. TR said, "No president ever enjoyed himself as much as I. His achievements include building the Panama Canal, creating national parks, and busting big business monopolies. He was the first president to go up in a plane and down in a submarine. And though he loved a good war, Theodore Roosevelt was the first American to win a Nobel Peace Prize."
This tremendously alive person. Who could be bored with Theodore Roosevelt?
Amazing! One white man that was busy.
And he hunted.
And he hunted. How do you have time to do all that stuff? Remind me of Donald Trump.
When you can, you find the time. When you do what you want, really.
Yeah, you do. That's true. Amazing.
That's an elephant. What the?
Amazing. He must be hungry. And here's a little information about Theodore's father from biography.
Theodore Roosevelt grew up as an upper-class Knickerbocker, which meant that he was at the top of the heap socially. You couldn't get more effete than Theodore Roosevelt.
Theodore, the second of four children, was named after his father, a wealthy and socially prominent glass importer.
T.R. was profoundly influenced by his father,
nice.
The best man I ever knew, as he said, the only human being to whom I ever told everything. The only man of whom I was afraid. The father was an extraordinary human being.
He was involved in all the charities. He was a perfect father, a perfect husband. He was a paragon. And I think it was a big problem for T.R. as to what to do, because he believed himself, I think, all of his life, inferior as a human being to his father.
Wow. Trump, according to the reports, grew up close to his father. Ain't nothing like a father's love. Every child, boy or girl, boy and girl, yearns for the father's love. Salvation, if you want to be free. If you want to have perfect peace, you got to return to the Father. Isn't that amazing? Trump, the great white hope, was heavily influenced by his father. So I'm told. And it shows. All fathers of all races are needed by their children and their wives if they have a wife. And their wives. Here's a little information about from biography about Theo, his mother.
Watch Theodore's this. Mother, Martha Bullock, was a Southern belle from Roswell, Georgia. Some believe that Margaret Mitchell, the author of Gone with the Wind, based the character of Scarlett O'Hara to some extent on Theodore Roosevelt's mother.
Her only public role was really as a society leader, as a person who had a charming salon, who was funny, articulate, well-read. His mother is the person who gives T.R. his love of playing on words.
He was terrific at turning phrases. The press loved him. He created such phrases as the lunatic fringe or throw your hat in the ring. Phrases that today everybody uses all the time.
Nice. They don't make men and women like this anymore. That's what Joe Ellen talked about on his show. And y'all missing it. That's what he's on the Joe Friday TV, in case you don't know. It's Monday through Thursday at 11 a.m. And last but not least, Theodore had asthma as a child. Watch
this.
I'm
basically Theodore.
What? You have asthma?
I had asthma as a kid.
Oh, you did? You don't have it anymore?
I don't think so.
Oh,
I don't know if I tested it.
Theodore number two.
All right, let's
watch this. Nice. Watch this.
But neither his loving parents nor privileged background could shield Theodore from a childhood plagued by severe bouts of asthma, which kept him isolated from others.
Theodore Roosevelt develops a combative personality, not only in struggling to breathe as a small child, but also in the struggle that his father sends him on to kill that invalid within him.
T.R. created his own character from puny man to man of action, and it began here in his childhood, working out in the gym that his father created for him.
Later, when they learned as part of therapy for asthma that he should go out in the country and that he should exercise, nature and the outdoors represented health to him.
He spent much of that time looking at nature, particularly birds. He was fascinated by birds. That was the beginning of his interest in natural history.
When he was 9 and 10 years old, he learns how to become a taxidermist. He learns all the Latin names of the birds and animals. He keeps diaries, notes.
He would save his specimens in the family icebox. Upon one occasion, a maid reached in for some cheese, and there was one of T.R.'s dead mice lying on the cheese, and she screamed.
One of the great achievements of Theodore Roosevelt's presidency were his conservation efforts, and that clearly was an outgrowth of his childhood, studying natural history. In fact, he had thought up through his college years that he would become a naturalist as an adult.
Amazing. God's gift to earth. Doesn't it remind you of Trump? Wikipedia has also reported that his face is carved on Mount Rushmore alongside George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, and Abraham Lincoln. Look at that. Mighty, 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 mighty power. Now you see why Black Lives Matter hate them so much. Black Lives Matter, I hate people like this. They up there on Mount Rushmore doing things. They need a George Floyd hair comb in their head. In their hair. Right on. Amazing. Happy Man History Month. And thank you, Theodore. Thank you for what you've given to this amazing country. I appreciate it. What an encouragement. Thank you very much. Nice. Happy Men History Month. They don't make them like that anymore. Men are now mama's boys. They're afraid to leave home, even after 18. They said they can't pay the rent. Like, they don't know how to get 2 jobs or 3. They're afraid of this, afraid of that. They don't know what to do with the woman. They're afraid of the woman. Ain't no way you'll be up on Mount Rushmore. You can't even deal with your woman or the woman. What the? We later on the show, we got another Man History moment for you. All right. Let me go to the busy phone while hate is coming in. Let me go to Kenny, a first-time caller out of Colorado. Kenny, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
How's it going, Jesse?
All is well, sir.
Happy Men's History Month, man.
Thank you. Happy Men's History Month.
So I've only been a listener for, I'd say, about 6 months now. When I first started listening to you, man, you were talking to a couple of guys who were going over some custody battles, and you were telling them to leave the kids alone, leave them alone, let it be what it is. And it would get me so angry. I wanted to call in and say, man, what are you telling these fathers to leave their kids alone? What's wrong with you? and then what I had to realize after I kept listening and following some of your guidance with the silent prayer and overcoming mama's spirit and all that, I really thought about it. And I have two boys, both of them from different moms. The first son went through hell to get custody of him. I went to court for over a year and a half. Nothing ever happened.
Wow.
I finally gave in and let it go and let it happen. A month later, she put him in a situation where he was abused, and he's been with me ever since.
I rest my case.
Yeah, it rests your case. This was in 2000.
Yeah.
He's 26 now, so grown man. So I went into another relationship, had another boy, and
real man made boys first.
Yeah, I made two, so I take pride in that.
Right on.
But so me and her kind of went through the same thing. And when I look back on both relationships, man, because I still have mama spirit, man. Most of my life I lived in lesbian relationships, man.
Yeah.
And it's hard to see that, but when you finally see it, you realize that's what it was. But
yes,
even with my second son, you know, me and his mom were kind of back and forth, and you know, and it was kind of a little fight for him. And then finally, you know, I was done with his mom, and he was able to say, Mom, I'm going with my dad. And that was when I finally let it go and let it be.
Yeah.
I wasn't fighting the situation anymore. And you think I would have learned that from my first son, but I was still in a fallen state, so I didn't see it that way. But I was just calling, man, to you know, I know a lot of the fathers that you speak to, it sounds like they get real frustrated, and they're like, I can't. There's no way I can. They want it. Man, let go. I'm trying to, this is like a call to be like, tell all the fathers out there, the moment you let go is when things are going to happen.
Yeah.
And the moment I let go is when things happen. And both my boys, I was blessed enough to raise both of them. And, but every time I fought with the woman, the courts state, they don't care about the fathers.
Not at all.
So
they don't care about the children of the father. They go to the woman.
Right. And I just wanted to. I hope some of them fathers are still listening to you and didn't get discouraged and are out there fighting with their baby mamas, trying to get custody. Because the longer they fight, the longer they're keeping their kid away from them.
Yes.
And I also wanted to answer your biblical question.
Before we get to that, the one thing I want to quickly tell you, and I promise you this. I promise you, if you want to win in life, you gotta stop fighting.
Mm-hmm.
Stop trying to win, and you cannot fail. But as long as you're trying to win, you will always lose.
That's powerful. And it put me into a place where after I had the situation with my second son, I thought I was being alpha, taking control of my life, and I went and did the most beta thing I've done in my life and went and got neutered.
What?
Because I didn't want to go through it again. I didn't want to. I was like,
oh,
man,
my God. Were you at the Democratic National Convention or something?
luckily, I did it under a real doctor in a real office. Well, real doctor, but yeah, that's crazy what's going on over there. But yeah, man, I look back on it now.
that my eyes are open, and I'm like, man, all I had to do was control my sexual urges,
yes.
And I took the easy way out and got neutered.
Can they put it back?
They can. I heard it's really painful, but I don't know if it'll fix it, but I mean, maybe fix me mentally a little. I really don't know, man.
What is it like walking around nudie? Nude.
When you put it that way, it don't feel good at all.
What is it like living
man.
That way, neutered?
It don't feel good at all, man. I used to think like, man, I took control. I took initiative, and I'm not gonna have no more kids out here out of wedlock, and I'm not gonna go through the baby mama drama when all I had to do was open my eyes and overcome myself and
yes.
my sexual addiction that I had, you know?
Absolutely, man. You know who told you to do that? Is evil.
Evil
said
yep.
to you, you know what? Your sex is, addiction is out of control. You're making these babies. You got to fight over there. You might as well cut your balls off.
Yeah. It's wow.
Isn't that evil suggested that and you fell for it. Isn't that amazing?
Right. Yeah, I fell for it hard.
Wow. Well, okay, but stop fighting. If you want to win.
Yeah, most definitely. And I'm trying to teach that to my boys, too.
Yes. If you want to win, you got to stop fighting. No more fighting, and you cannot fail.
Right.
The biblical question, what's going on Earth?
Pure hell.
Pure hell. Interesting.
Pure hell, but I believe hell is on Earth.
And why do you say that? Why do you believe that?
Because not, I mean, I know I struggle with like the whole, I hear questions to you about struggling with what's the practical thoughts, what's the thoughts that in all thoughts are all lies all the time thing. And I just think evil is we're surrounded by evil. Like, how is this not hell? And until you find the kingdom within yourself, you can't overcome what's going on around you.
Interesting, man.
And it's just so many people that, like, it's such a small, like, a small community you have. I mean, it's big, but compared to the world, it's very small.
Yeah.
So once your eyes are open to this, you can start seeing people. And I've done really well with the whole thing where you say don't judge, don't resent. Like, I let people be who they are.
Yeah.
But I see it now. I see it. I'm like, man, I see that.
And
it's just all around us. You know what I mean? It's everywhere. I used to be a professional boxer, so I was able to travel the country a little bit. And it's just everywhere. Everywhere's the same. Everywhere is the same evil. It's that same evil spirit everywhere.
Amazing. Well, I appreciate you responding to the biblical question. And I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. Thank you for that, man. And today with the prayer, watch the thoughts. You have not seen anything yet. It gets better and better and better.
Thank you so much, Jesse. Me and my woman listen to all the time. You got her walking around everywhere saying everything's amazing.
Amazing. Nice. I'm glad she's working on herself. Nice.
Yes. It's been great.
Joel Friday. You know who Joel Friday is?
Yes.
He said, asked me to tell you to glue him back on.
I'm going to look into that.
Amazing. Thank you, man, and I wish you well. Amazing.
Appreciate that. Have a great weekend.
You too, buddy. Nice. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
One line open, by the way. James, explain that phrase first and then go to the super chats.
Be that as it may?
Yeah.
Be that as it may means, let's say you guys say that swimmer woman is beta for swimming all hard for her dog and being crying and hugging people.
Yeah, we're beta.
Be that as it may, that may be true, but her tragedy gave her the determination to win for her dog.
Oh, that's what it means, be that as it may?
Be that as it may means, though that's true, or that may be true,
right?
But also this.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, mate. Well, be that as it may. Super chat.
Woozy gave a couple of rumble rants. Jesse, your appearance on Donahue on YouTube. Phil Donahue, that is, in the 1990s. Yeah. 91, 90.
Oh, yeah. Phil Donahue, check that out. One of my first appearances on national TV was Phil Donahue. I think the very first I did was Gerardo show. Gerardo had a show at the time. Where's Gerardo now? I never see him, hear him, or anything.
He used to be on, like, Fox News, yeah. And he used to have a radio show, actually, believe it or not, even though he's a liberal.
But
anyway, I don't know.
It was on Phil Donahue. Check it out. It was amazing.
Shahrazad, your appearance on Donahue on YouTube is amazing. Shahrazad Ali, kind of based for a lady dressed all African and whatnot, trying to wake women up to the order of God. Can't believe it was on TV.
Shahrazad said that if a woman is out of control, a man should slap her. That's what she said.
Nice.
And she was talking about that on Phil Donahue's show.
Right on.
Amazing. Thank you.
Like that other man who passed on, that actor guy who said, if a woman just won't drop it, then I think it's right. It was Sean Connery.
Women don't know how difficult they are emotionally. That they don't know that that emotion is pure evil, and it drives everything around them crazy. Everything and everybody and everything crazy. They don't understand emotions are evil and not necessary. Amazing. Thank you. Thank you, though. I appreciate it.
Woozy, also with the Rumble rant, says, and oh, yeah, my R word is E-tard Ray. I'm putting it in pig Latin because I don't want to.
Thank you. I understand.
Elias bought a coffee. Answer to the biblical question.
What's going on earth?
Not all, but most blacks are looting, robbing, raping, killing, destroying everything the white man has built, says Elias.
Well, according to, I guess, Joel, the black man was created, black people were created to serve the white man.
I don't think that Joel, I think Joel disagrees a little bit.
Oh, Jordan said, the caller said it.
Right.
And Joel just grinned?
Not according to Joel. What the? Says Joel Friday TV.
He's coming in to explain himself in a minute. Nice. Go ahead. Thank you, though.
Anna G bought a coffee. Jesse, I married a Muslim man before I was born again. He's
Allahu Akbar.
He's a loving husband and doesn't care if I'm Christian. Do I still follow God by staying with him and submitting to him?
Well, that's between you and your husband. But if you don't know what to do, continue to do what you're doing until you see what to do. But I don't know. I absolutely don't know. I don't know the relationships or anything. That relationship, I mean. I will have to be talking to you and your husband. Amazing. But I wish you well and watch your...
Watch your neck. Watch your head. It doesn't get chopped off. It is about.
I didn't say that. He said that. Well, amazing, but thank you.
Yeah.
Hello, Akbar!
Ray in Kentucky. Well, the Bible does say if he's not a believer, your husband or wife is not a believer, and they don't mind staying with you, you don't have to... Go away. Just stay
right.
With me.
Yeah.
Anyway. Oh boy. Ray in Kentucky has a non-pithy coffee. And we're
Hold it.
Okay.
We'll get to it, we'll come back. We're about to run a break. I don't want to put pressure on you.
Thank you.
A quick break. Thank you all. When I come back, we gotta finish that and your soup and your phone calls and everything. 888-77 just back in a moment. And don't forget the treasure chest is now opened on D Live. Amazing. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. Announcements quick. For personal shout outs, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. cameo.com. Shout out, I do it for you. Your birthdays, wedding, anniversary, congratulations, and whatever they are. At 9 a.m. right at the top of this hour, the Hake Report. thehakereport.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. No. TheHakeReport.com. That's my show right now. TheHakeReport.com at 9, from 9 to 11. And then at 12 noon every Friday, 12 noon, brand new episode of the FallenState.TV, an amazing conversation with Anthony Roger. And he is a stand-up comedian, host of the Anthony Roger Show on Rumble. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
So, Anthony, how did you become a comedian? How did that all come about?
It's like being an almost 40-year-old teenager. I just kind of talk for 30 minutes, and then I get paid more than I should.
And who is Anthony?
I'm a human being trying to figure it out like the rest of us, I guess, you know?
And do you have perfect peace?
Oh, man. I think I chased that.
What are you chasing? How do you do it?
In synthetic form, probably marijuana.
Amazing. Are you a mama's boy?
I think my mom is the person I was trying to impress the most. Now I'm just left with no one to impress. You have great energy and really deep, deep, thoughtful questions.
Thank you, man. I believe you will enjoy that with Anthony Roger at 12 noon today, Pacific time. And then at 4 p.m., the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby at 4 p.m. on Fire. He has something really nice for you today. Tell everybody to watch, even people who have not seen it. Run down the road and tell folks. Stand on the corners of the streets with a bullhorn and tell them about today's show at 12 noon, the American Anchor Baby. Now he's wondering, what are you talking about? Now I got to work hard to live up to something at 4 p.m., right, Anchor Baby?
I'm already there.
Gotcha. Amazing. You don't want to miss it at 4 p.m. And last but not least, fellowship on Sunday. All are welcome to our fellowship around the world. If you're in L.A., come on down. If not, you can watch it at rebuildingtheman.com/church. rebuildingtheman.com/church. Sundays at 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 p.m. Eastern time. Doors open at 10:30. Thank you all, and thanks for your financial support as well. Thank you. 888-77-JESSE. Joel, you need to, first of all, where you get this shirt from?
I can't remember where I got the shirt from.
I don't blame you. I will forget, too.
But I like it. You don't like it?
What do you like about it?
Come on.
What do you like about it?
It's like nice and fitted, and it's kind of like fancy look. It has a zipper instead of a button. Hey, come on.
Did you buy it or somebody gave it to you?
That's a good question. I think I might have bought it. I think I would have such great taste.
You didn't buy that. And because you never drink or smoke, I can't say you bought that because you weren't high.
I did. Chad, do you like this shirt? Chad would tell you.
Who's Chad?
The chat.
Who?
The people in the chat.
Oh, the chat. They can't see it.
Yeah, they can see it.
It probably looks nice on camera.
Now people are agreeing with you. See, I should. What?
Do they have one in the men's section?
Everybody liked my shirt.
You must went to that today. Store with your sister that day, and she was over in the women's section.
Everybody liked my shirt before I wore it. Now, when you say that, they're like, you know what?
No, it's a nice shirt. I'm just messing.
Whatever. We're not the chat. That's done.
It's nice. Did you give Hassan that other shirt to go with his pants?
No. He gave me the pants to go with my shirt. Okay.
Hassan has these shiny, sparkling pants, and Joel has the shirt to it. He wears a shiny, sparkling shirt. And so I told Joel one day, you should give Hassan your shirt to match his outfit.
The matching set.
Oh, did you buy that shirt at the same place you bought this one?
I actually heard that it started off with a shirt that Nick had. Not to reel you in on this, Nick, but
Nick burned that shirt. We never seen that shirt anymore.
No, I haven't.
It's still there. It's just it's dusty in the closet now.
When Nick first started out years ago, he wore the first shirt was a black sparkling shirt. It looked like a blouse.
I was about to correct you.
And Nick never wore that shirt
again. It's a blouse.
Again.
Well, I'm afraid of wearing it in front of. I'm afraid of wearing it in front of my Nick Stream Friday camera because it'll ruin the illusion. It needs to stay the sparkly blouse. You guys are going to see how nice of a
Did
shirt
you
it
throw
is.
It away or you burn it?
No, I have it. I definitely still have it.
Do you wear it like when you're not on camera?
I just throw it in the corner and never look at it. And then when I do accidentally look at it,
you're like, nah.
I have to pray.
Is that called Dead Shirt Corner?
It's called Where All My Pain Goes.
Show Joe where you can put that one.
I'm never going to be able to wear this shirt again. You don't understand.
No, that shirt's nice.
Every time I wear this, the chat is going to go crazy.
That shirt's nice on camera.
Yeah, it's nice. But anyway, explain yourself. You believe, I don't know, that you believe black people were created.
Not me.
To serve white people.
No, not me.
Did someone call your show and said that?
Yeah, somebody called my show, who also calls Hake's show a lot.
A white man
okay. called my show and said that, you know what? I actually believe that black people were created by God to serve white people.
Right.
Right. And then I disagreed with him and we got onto it and we talked about it. And then black guy called in, Josh from Georgia called your show
right
now. And he called in and said, you know what? I agree with Mark. And then I said, why do you agree with that? And then he explained why, but.
And then you said, oh, well, that makes sense.
No, it didn't make any sense because he didn't explain it. He didn't really have a good argument to me about it.
But did he have a good argument this morning?
No, he still didn't know what he was saying about it.
You don't believe that black people were created to serve white people?
So I'll give the example that he gave, right? He said that black people, or everybody serves, everybody has a role in life, and he compared it to a football team. And he said that white people are like the quarterback,
right?
Which is usually the leader of the football team, right? And then, but I wanted to ask Josh, so I want to ask him, is it possible that he can be is he capable of being a quarterback or no?
No, he's black.
So he's not capable. So Josh himself.
Have you ever heard of a black quarterback?
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
Very rare.
That's a
not rare. There's like
the only
every
quarterback I know is white. Tom Brady.
I'm talking yeah, about
exactly.
real
all the greatest quarterbacks.
Every probably about 90% of the NFL yeah. is black quarterbacks.
But I'm talking about not DEI quarterbacks.
They're pretty good.
I'm talking
though.
About a real.
I mean,
one.
I wouldn't know. I'm not like a watcher.
I ain't think so. Not DEI quarterbacks.
No, I mean, that's what I want. That's my question for Josh is, do you think you're not capable of being a quarterback? That's the point. Whether you're not or you are you capable? Because I don't want to think that I'm not capable of being a quarterback.
So, Josh, are you capable of being a quarterback?
In 2013.
Josh from Georgia.
In 2013, according to Brave AI, 17% of NFL quarterbacks were black. While 67% of NFL players overall were black American.
See there?
So it's not 90%. It's 17%.
I thought they didn't have no real black quarterbacks.
They were all giving fake
news. They weren't
news.
Always.
You gave
they
the fake news.
They weren't always there, but they're there now.
Right, but the DEI, those are
yeah,
not
they could
real.
Be. Could be affirmative action quarterback.
It is.
But no, but those are – but those are the most talented if you're really watching
not
them.
If you're DEI.
Not if you're DEI.
Because the white man, he when they throw that ball to the quarterbacker,
yeah.
the white man slowed down and let him run with it.
Well, back then when there was all white quarterbacks, right. like Tom Brady and all them,
right.
Drew Brees, there was a guy named Michael Vick, and it wasn't popular to be a black quarterback, but he was very popular. He wasn't
Michael
DEI.
Vick now?
He wasn't DEI.
Where is he now?
He retired with.
I rest my case.
But so is, so is all the other ones.
I rest my case.
Peyton Manning, John Elway, Patrick Mahomes, who's part white, right? He's yeah. part white. That yeah. part's the quarterback.
I got to end this because right. I got to. But let me ask you, how many of them black quarterbacks?
17%.
So Joe, that's about 90. You lying about that. So you lying about why white people. You lying about. Black people are not created to serve whites.
So Jesse Peterson is not capable of being a quarterback?
No.
Oh, you can't be a quarterback? Not smart enough?
I don't even know what it is. They like, take the quarterback. I'm like, where? What's the quarterback?
Oh, well, okay, maybe not. With
what's
that answer, maybe not.
Josh also said that whites are the Michael Jordan.
Oh, my God. Josh, you dug yourself a grave on that one. You compare white people to a black superstar.
And then black people are like the Scottie Pippen.
They do. They're worse.
Does Michael Jordan have a black
wife? Oh, no.
Wife?
Like who's that guy who dresses up weird? Dennis Rodman.
Dennis
black
Rodman.
People are the Dennis Rodman.
Oh, yeah.
And white people
are yeah. rebounds.
Black people get rebounds.
They catch what the
get
black,
that ball for us.
They catch what the white people leave behind. So let me ask. So he said that white people are the Michael Jordans, right?
Right.
And you laugh at it.
Right.
Does Michael Jordan have a black wife?
His wife might be white.
I rest my case.
She might be white.
Well, then Josh is right.
No.
I think she's a white Hispanic.
She's a Prieto.
Yvette Prieto.
See,
oh, so not
Cuban American.
See, yeah.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, I know what you're
that's
talking
black.
About.
That's black. Cuban is black.
No.
Cuban is Cuban can be white or black, Hispanic.
Cuban people don't want to be associated with the black thing. Just like the Mexicans don't want to be lumped in with the people
here,
of
watch.
Color.
With the, is she.
See the pictures.
I got
oh, that's a black woman.
Oh, wait. That's a different one.
Oh.
That's his ex wife, Juanita.
His first wife.
He got. Was she black?
Here, look.
Yvette oh, Prieto.
With the first woman black.
Yeah, she was light-skinned.
His wife.
His first wife was...
black.
There's the white, the new wife.
Oh, yeah, she definitely...
And he got rid of the black one, right?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, see?
He got rid of the black
one. Oh, yeah, he got him a young
white.
Michael Jordan is leaning in all these photos.
Yeah.
Not a good look.
Oh, yeah.
He got
the beta,
him,
beta lines.
Amazing. All right. Thank you all. But the first wife was black, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And he got rid of her.
I'm done.
Yeah, you done?
I'm out of here.
You gonna do something about that shirt?
I'm gonna burn it now.
No, that's not gonna work, Joel. I tried that.
Let me go.
It won't burn.
It will not burn.
It will not burn. Jazz is a first-time caller out of Minnesota. Jazz, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hey, Jazz.
Hey.
Welcome.
I'm just calling because my boyfriend told me to call.
Your boyfriend told you to call me? Why?
I don't know.
Yes, you do.
No. He always tells me I'm a beta.
You're a beta?
Yes.
And are you a beta?
Yes, because I'm a girl.
And do you have issues?
I don't think I have issues.
You might not think you do, but do you have them?
Maybe.
Do you?
Yes.
You do have issues?
Yes, I do have issues.
Like what, for an example? Give me one quick example of your issues.
I used to have anger.
You don't have it anymore?
No, I still do.
You have anger?
Yes.
And do you obey your boyfriend?
Sometimes.
Do you obey your boyfriend?
No.
And why not?
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Why not?
I can't answer.
Are you surprised that he's with you, knowing that you're not going to obey him?
Yes. I am surprised.
Yeah, me too. Are you guys living together?
No.
Oh, okay. Do you want to overcome your issues?
Yes.
Go and forgive your mother. You become like her.
I did forgive my mother.
Did you tell her?
Yes, in person.
You told your mother you're sorry for resenting her?
Yes.
What'd she say?
She didn't say anything. She just stayed quiet.
And when you asked your father, why did he protect you from your mother, what did he say?
I don't talk to my father. I just started talking to my father, though.
Why you don't talk to him?
Because he lives in Georgia, and I live in Minnesota. But we have been talking.
Good. They don't have telephones in Minnesota?
Yes, they do.
But you can't use it or something?
Yes, I can.
You have not forgiven him for not protecting you from your mother?
No, but I'm going to go visit him soon.
Okay. So. You can do it by FaceTime, too, so you can be looking at him when you talk to him.
Okay.
But you got to forgive your father and your mother so God can take the angry spirit away from you, because if not, Josh is, you said Josh, right? Your boy. Well, I don't know if you said his name, but your boyfriend.
No, I didn't say his name. Okay. I didn't say his name.
Right. Your boyfriend is going to catch pure hell. And if he make children with you, you're going to destroy his children, because anyone that has anger is evil.
Okay.
Do you want to obey your boyfriend?
Yes.
Well, drop the anger. Forgive.
Okay. Right.
Is he beta, your boyfriend, beta or alpha?
He's an alpha.
Nice. Well, you could be an alpha girl if you drop the anger. You got to forgive your mother and your father, and don't judge yourself, and God would take the spirit of anger away from you, and fear and everything would disappear. It would be taken away from you.
He's actually the one who introduced me to you.
Right on. He loved you. He's trying to help you.
Yeah.
Do you agree? So you agree with me when I say that women got to overcome their hell?
Yes.
Okay. Well, do the silent prayer and work on yourself, all right? Because knowing that you have the hell in you, he can't marry you if he already see what the outcome that you will destroy him and your children.
I am working on myself.
Right on. Well, stay with it, all right?
Okay.
Any questions?
Since I've been watching you lately, when he first introduced me to, like, you, at first, I was like, yeah, whatever. But then, now that I see your videos more often on a daily basis, I'm like, oh, okay, I agree with him on this and that.
Nice.
Let me talk about it.
Right on. Well, that is God who is allowing you to see that, right? It making sense to you. And so God is trying to bring you out of your hell, out of your misery, by changing your heart from anger to love. And then he's going to change your nature, that old human nature, which is evil, which is of the devil and is evil. He's going to take that away from you and give you a free mind and a pure heart, and you'll be fine.
Okay.
So stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right?
Yes, I will.
Let me know how it goes when you talk to your father.
Okay.
Amazing. Well, thanks for calling, Jazz.
You're welcome.
All right.
One more thing.
Yes.
What does the Great White Hope have to say?
Nice. Where is... Oh, here he is. The Great White Hope. Let's see.
They say, is Donald Trump an intellectual? Trust me, I'm like a smart person.
Nice. The Great White Hope. Are you voting for him?
Yes.
Thank you. Right on. Thank you. Thank you. I got to run because of time, but call me again, all right?
Yes, I will.
Okay. Take care now.
You too.
All right. Bye. Super chat. Super, super.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Ray in Kentucky with his non-pithy coffee says, straight, white, married man living in rural Kentucky, homesteading, homeschooling, working as an engineer, took on foster care a year ago. We just got our second placement of mixed race, black and white babies. What can I do as a rural white man to help these kids know their black culture as they grow up? A termination of parental rights isn't guaranteed, but is highly likely. We will adopt them if the Lord asks us to. Any advice raising and adopting mixed race children?
Don't try to teach them black culture. That's the worst thing you can ever do to them. You just show them a father's love, and you treat them the way you would treat your own kids. And you'll be fine. They'll be fine. You'll be fine. But if you take them into that so-called black culture, you're going to destroy them and turn them away from you. They need love. They don't need black culture. You need to overcome that. All right? So stay present. Stay away from the culture thing, and you'll be fine. I wish you well. Thank you.
Greenwald 2 Coffee is in Oregon. If you're a so-called minority, worldwide majority, you get special privileges from the government if you start a business. So a white man with a so-called minority wife can start a business in her name and get an unfair advantage over his peers. I've seen it myself.
It's amazing to me how white people have allowed the people of color to push them around in their own country. In their own country, on their own land. It's amazing. Thank you. I wish you well.
Ronnie from Ohio. Uncle Jesse, as someone who runs a nonprofit, why do you have a problem with that nonprofit in Oregon doing what they want with the money they've raised? Why do you falsely say it's the state of Oregon giving money away to illegals?
Good question. They're not legal. And they don't pay taxes, Ronnie. What the?
No, it's tax funded.
It's tax funded?
Well, according to the report, it says taxpayer funded.
What does that mean?
That means that it's not nonprofit. It's not a regular nonprofit that doesn't take money from the government.
I heard it takes money
from the government.
Right. We are paying for it.
Right. No, he's saying that they've raised the money, but it's the government gave them money.
No, it's coming from the government. They just have a little organization, but it's coming from the government, our tax money. For sure.
Thank
That's
you, Ronnie.
Right, Ronnie. But a good question.
Maybe he just missed that aspect of it.
Yeah.
Unless he knows something we don't. Joey Five Coffee, same thing happened in 2007, which crashed the market in 2008. The banks by giving loans to illegals. Just another tactic to help crash the market. It's nothing to do with the illegals. They making buku money.
Amazing. Thank you.
Cookie Coffee. Apparently, fear not is written in the Bible 365 times. Hashtag amazing.
Fear not, Lord God is with you. Amazing, thank you.
Elias, Coffee, Jesse, can you do the Donald Trump dance for us, the viewers?
What's the Donald Trump dance?
Like that, right? Something like that?
Oh, I don't know if I ever done the Donald Trump dance, but I'm going to get it down pat so I can do it for you. Thank you.
Zach, what was the particular moment you officially realized most humans are possessed by evil spirits? Also, how did you realize you were also possessed before you opened your eyes to truth? Asks Zach.
When I was able to see. Thank you.
Jamal, Three Coffees, biblical question.
What's going on earth?
Evil is considered good and good evil. Letting women lead the church and home, good. Anger and hatred, good. But they demonize and call Trump evil when he's trying to do good for the country.
Amazing. I rest my case. Thank you.
A non-pithy coffee from the Key, Three Coffees. These 30,000 grants, Jesse, for illegals, and the proposed 25,000 for first-time buyers is another strategic setup for this administration for BlackRock and Vanguard. Continue monopolize the real estate market like they did after COVID. Programs predatory lending. These loans are not in the best interest of buyers. Variable interest rates.
Keep it piffy. You write me a letter.
Beware. There's pretending about the American dream of home ownership. They're in bed with these big companies in the real estate market, the government. It's a mess. Private property will be no more.
Keep it piffy. But I appreciate it.
I tried to summarize it the best I could, the Key.
Thank you.
Ryan B. Three Coffees. These are some great older Bond content from the year 2010, now on YouTube. Yeah, it's church with a slightly younger yet same wise and genuine JLP. Amazing.
Amazing. Check it out. Thank you. RebuildingTheMan.com/church. I got to stop there.
Okay.
We ran out of time. Hey,
we'll read the rest of them next week.
And you pushing us right into the last minute. It's your fault. Don't blame me. Hey, coming up now. See you Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, the fellowship. Thank you for your support, folks. I appreciate it. Get on that straight and narrow and stay there. Travel this journey by yourself. You won't regret it. Thank you all for your support. Take care. And to the callers, I'm out of time. I'm just out of time. Back on Monday. So I asked the question, are you better than a child molester? I've discovered over the 30 years of counseling, the one thing that's missing, and I think because it's not taught in the homes or talked about, we don't have examples of it, right, is love. Our theme this year is to bring back Christianity, to love God with all our heart, soul, and might, our neighbor as ourselves, and to endure. And there, when you're in a fallen state, people will judge the molester but think they're better than the molester. And I ask, well, why do you think you're better? What I realize, it doesn't matter what you think about yourself or how much you have or don't have or how you accomplish things in life or don't. If you have no love, you have nothing. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal. Young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, They overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven.